Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. With Robbie the Degenerate.
Heard it from a friend who... Wait.
Nope. You again want to go into the category of band.
Oh, this is Oreo Speedwagon. Speed. Wagon.
Yeah.
Nice
hey!
Job.
Hey!
Yeah!
Hey, see that?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
That's my boy!
Wait. Now, I'm going to say this. Perk! Did you know who that was? Okay. All right. All right.
Now, wait.
Perk too,
wait.
But
is it because you guys are old or...
Yeah, because,
I didn't actually think this is the direction he was going to go, and here, I thought he was going to go...
Perk, yes or no? When we were kids, Top 40, if you listen to Casey Kasem's Top 40, it had every genre. They didn't break it down like they do now. So if you listen to the Top 40, you got a little piece of all types of music. Country, rock and roll, heavy metal,
well, that's
everything.
Where I thought he was going to go with Wagon Wheel, because that was like Darius Rucker's huge country hit.
Definitely wouldn't have got that.
He was a big hit, man.
Okay, listen. I'm in a lot of different musics, but country ain't one of them.
Just letting you know.
There's a couple of
country is like
there's a couple of country tunes like I can tolerate. Like yeah, okay, whatever. But
country.
Yeah. Speaking of country, we have a pair of tickets to Chris Stapleton. We're giving.
He's a superstar. That guy's a superstar.
You may not know this. He's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as big a deal as you.
Not as big a deal as like Darius Rucker. I love Hootie.
Hootie.
Did Sasso really not?
Dude, I don't even want
okay.
it.
Okay.
It was so disgraceful.
Never mind.
It was one of the most like, I think people know about Hootie and the Blowfish. Some people think he's doing country music now. Hootie, you remember those times, right?
What?
Oh, yeah. Like, yo, the dude won.
Didn't he win
Grammys? Yes.
That year.
Like, wait. Didn't he win record of the year?
Artist of the year.
Artist of the year.
First of all,
you know what?
First of all, let me tell you something. It was a pain in the ass to get Hootie that year because he golfs
huge.
Every morning, and his publicist was like, "It's tough to get him off the golf course in the morning." I'm like, "Please, you know, Dolphin season, most famous Dolphin fan." And
is he the most famous Dolphin fan?
But yes, that's what you got to say to get him on air.
Who else? He is like, who's a more famous Dolphin? He had Dan Marino in his damn music video. He stayed on Dan Marino's couch. I mean, like, at one point, you think Marino's like, hey, Darius, you going to, like, leave?
No, Marino would never say that to Darius.
What?
They're bros. They are
still?
They're bros.
So if Darius Rucker wanted to stay at Dan Marino's
right now,
how long is he giving him?
2 months.
How long are you giving your best friend to stay at your house?
As much as time as he needed.
Really?
Yeah.
I got, like, a week.
My best friend.
A week, you got to get the hell out of my house.
I'm going to tell you right now. If Harold, y'all know Harold. My boy came over. He needed a place to stay. We'll come over. But he'll always want to do something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, dude, hey, when you going home, you my boy and everything. You know, I love you. We bros. But when like, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so this Darius Rucker interview just has the worst start to it ever. After all that haggling to get him on. And then never since getting ghosted on those. Attempts, not surprising.
Come on, how many Grammy Award winners have you had on?
We've had him on. We've had Phil Collins on.
Okay, Phil Collins. Okay,
it's Santana.
Who?
Santana? Did you have Santana?
No. What is he gonna riff into the guitar? Like, I've never even heard Santana speak. I've only heard him play guitar.
He's such a hippie. He's like, yeah, man, we get the peyote.
I feel like we've had somebody from Aerosmith on, not Steve Perry, the other, not,
oh,
not
no.
Steve Tyler.
Who, remember
other
we had, what's his
Joe
name,
Perry?
On?
Joe Perry?
Oh, Gene Simmons?
Gene Simmons.
There's no way they've won a Grammy. No way.
Has Kiss won a Grammy? There's no way. No offense, but their music sucks.
But they...
You gotta just, you know, smell the coffee.
They have it for their
guys.
Genre.
Guys, you gotta smell the coffee, breathe the
coffee.
You
gotta smell the coffee.
or taste the coffee. You're living in America, and every day above ground is a good day. I don't want to get too cornball about it, but.
They won. No, they've only been nominated once.
Okay. For what?
Something
makeup?
Called Psycho Circus. Which was in 1999.
Does that sound like somebody who's psycho?
They've won something called the Classic Rock and Roll Honor Awards.
I just love the fact that he was an English teacher before he got into music.
The only award they really have, the only distinguished thing they have is being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is a big deal.
For their makeup, for their show.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
It's not their music.
Let's get the headlines, and then Lira's going to break this damn football game down that we got this weekend. Yeah.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
All right, we got all sorts of updates. It looks like now, before the news was, is that Dell Demps, is that his name?
Yes.
Yes, his name.
The GM for the Pelicans was not picking up the phone for the Lakers, but that has all changed. Magic Johnson has gotten through. The Pelicans are giving in. Magic Johnson and the Lakers have presented the Pelicans with five different trade scenarios.
I just want to know how he got through. Like, do you think they actually convinced Dell Demps, or do you think they sneak attack?
No, they sneak attack. They use someone else's phone.
Come on, man. Get out. Oh, wait.
You know, there's probably some, like, trainer that works in the Lakers, like, you know, offices that's from New Orleans, so he has, like, that area code. On his cell phone.
Do you think he actually got through, or did he leave a voicemail with all of his
options? No, he got through.
Man.
Dell's like, oh, it's a zip code.
Unlike you two clowns, I'm going to say this again. Business is business.
I'm really not that impressed with the trade for him, though.
Huh?
I mean, if you don't want to make the move to L.A., and you feel like Boston can offer something better.
Okay, but if he says, I'm not going to play there.
I think Ainge is
going
to take the risk, though.
You think Ainge will take the risk?
Yep. I think he's told him that.
And because, guess what? The other thing you have to, somebody said, I thought Leroy said Oreo Speedwagon. I might have. My dog's name is Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things you have to understand is that Boston can't offer as much when you realize that he said he won't, you can't take that chance. You can't trade your whole team.
You can if you want to take the risk. Yes, you can. It's up to you if you want to do that.
Okay, but
what if Boston wants to?
Who has taken the risk so far? The only team that has taken the risk to this point is the Toronto and Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Kind of a big one, though.
But that's it. Nobody else, all these teams going train players, nobody else has taken this big of a risk. Oklahoma City just dumped.
Well, I think the reason it's going to be a bigger risk because I don't even think this is, I think it's a bigger risk because you probably have to put Jason Tatum on the table, I would guess.
Right. Okay. So if you're Boston and you have no assurances that he's going to re-sign with you,
yeah.
Do you put Tatum on the table?
Yeah.
No way.
Okay.
You're
just going to let the Lakers get their way, huh?
Here's what you have to understand. In the back of your mind, with all these deals you may or may want to make, you always have in the back of your mind, without Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, we made it to the 7th game of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay, if you get rid of all those guys and add Anthony Davis, you farther along or are you more behind?
If you get Anthony Davis instead of Jason Tatum?
No, you're going to have it's going to be more than Jason Tatum.
I'm sure you're going to
Jalen Brown.
I'm sure you have to give Jalen Brown and a bunch
of
picks.
Now, is it worth that and then he doesn't stay? You're back to square one with no assets. It
depends if Kyrie resigns. Like, if you have Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, you're not sunk. You're really not.
And with Gordon Hayward,
you're not.
Sunk.
But look, we're going to have this argument till the end of time. I'm not a person that believes that you can't make a ton of assumptions with your franchise. We've already named three. No problem. He'll sign back. Oh, maybe we'll get Kyrie back. Oh, we'll do this.
Literally, like, what if the reward is that year they do it, they get to the conference final. I mean, they get to the NBA finals. And then Anthony Davis has done the most winning he's done in his career. You're like, yeah, that's pretty good. Do I really want to go out west and bang with the Warriors the entire time? Assuming KD stays there. I don't know if he will or not.
Right.
But assuming he does.
Right, but again, you're making assumptions about a situation that's not guaranteed.
Well, you'll know by the time the summer rolls around, because I imagine you're going to wait until KD decides what he's going to do.
Right.
I mean, if they win again, I can't imagine he's going to leave a chance that a team that has a chance to four-peat.
They might let him go instead of paying him a boatload of money.
What are you talking about? They might let Kevin Durant walk?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Why don't you break down the Super Bowl?
Oh, by the way, just real quick, because I tuned out for the last 10 minutes while you guys were arguing. Did you mention that Kristaps Porzingis basically wants out of New York?
Yeah. Fizz owes him one, and he wants culture. Let's go, Riles.
All right, go, Leroy.
Are you guys done?
Keep singing fastballs, Riley. Right. Doesn't matter how many get hit out of the park.
One of the reasons why this game is so frustrating, because basically New England has an unstoppable offense, but not because of the talent, okay?
Yep.
What the Rams like to do is they want to get pressure with those three front guys. They want to play in your face and play tough with Peters and Talib,
yep.
Right?
Okay,
and then they want to hope that their front guys can get there before you can find an open guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's been like throughout the NFL.
That's
cover corner. That's what everybody does.
Yeah, but can they actually do that?
Here's what New England does. Okay, one, they get rid of the ball really fast. Okay?
To non-fast guys.
What they're going to do is they're going to line up two guys on one side, two guys on the other side.
Right.
They're going to see how you're going to play. So they're going to get a feel for you. They're going to run slants. They're going to run the crossing routes. They're going to cross them out. They're going to see, are you playing man or zone? So the first couple of times you see it, man or zone. They're just feeling you out, right? Then they're going to go 3-by-1, right? They're going to run these crossing routes. They're going to run, if you're going man to man, they're going to run Edelman in motion, make you bubble back, and then run him straight across the field. He's open.
So
and they're just going to dink and dunk. If you bring more people over there to cover it and you zone it off, guess who's on the backside one-on-one off mysteriously? Gronk. Covered by either a safety
As long as he's not running like the tin man.
Right. Exactly. But he doesn't have to, because all you got to do is be big. You throw it up to him, and there's a
we
little DB.
We saw it in
DB.
The Kansas City game, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we saw it in the Kansas City
against
game.
Against Barry.
But
here's what they're going to do with Sonny.
How many has he got left in him like that?
All he needs is two more.
That's all he needs. Right? Here's the other thing. They're going to run. New England's going to run the football.
Yep, Sony Michel.
And part of the reason why you can run all over the Rams, because they don't care about the run. There's a couple of teams, a couple of coaches, they say, we'll stop the run on the way to the quarterback. Right? But what New England's going to do is they're going to take big, fat-ass Gronk,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're going to trap him. It's called a wham block. And they're going to wham block Donald, and they're going to wham block Ndamukong Suh and create a hole.
Yeah, he's been mauling
right.
people.
So, I personally think that New England's going to have a more difficult time with the Rams offense simply because of their speed. And they're going to say, look, we'll give you all the underneath stuff. We'll give you all of our stuff. We're going to let you run these crossing routes with Woods and all these fast guys. We're going to let you run the little screens around. We're just not going to give up the 50 play, the bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And we bet you can't run 10 plays of that, which in most cases, once an offense gets to around 10 plays, the success rate is terrible, except for New England, because they will have a 15-play drive where they throw it 10 times and get 4 yards.
They dwarf you to death.
Right.
You love it.
That
I don't.
Little white guys running
That's why
everywhere.
I'm not watching the Super Bowl this weekend.
You're watching it.
Kickbox. Why?
That being said, right, I cannot and refuse to believe that with all that talent they have with the Rams.
Oh, don't do this.
Huh?
Don't do it.
That they can't have success against.
So you think they're going to be the team that does it?
I mean, let's be clear. Every time New England has been successful, it has not been because of their defense. It's been because they couldn't be stopped offensively.
Yeah, but 100% by the second quarter, and Ndamukong Suh's thrown out of this game.
But
no chance.
No chance.
Yeah. No. Trust me.
You think
the fix is in with
Brady,
the refs. Trust me. Brady's gonna act like he was just killed, and then he's gonna
You know what?
And they're gonna be like, "What did you do, Ndamukong Suh?" And then
that's why you will hate watch this game.
No, I won't.
Yes,
I already know. It's like watching wrestling.
No, because
it's like watching wrestling.
Our text machine will be lit with you be like, "Oh, it's gonna be like,
what's the score?"
No, I'm not. No, I can update the score. I'm not watching the game. If I'm on Twitter, I'll be like, "Oh, that's what's going on in the game." I'm not watching.
You're watching.
Nope.
31.
I will call your wife.
31-28.
Are we doing that tomorrow?
31-28.
We could do it tomorrow.
My wife thought the Super Bowl was 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. She thought the college championship was happening. Yeah, you were watching the playoffs.
The Super Bowl was 4 weeks ago. She didn't know when the Super Bowl is. If I sprung on her, "Hey, by the way, Super Bowl's on Sunday. I'm watching." She'd be like, "Oh, well, aren't we going to go to the park with the kids?" You know what? I should do that. You know what? I should go enjoy my children and their youth.
You're not going to the park at 6:30 at night.
Tom Brady win a sixth ring? No, thank you.
You're not going to the park at 6:30 at night.
No, thank you.
Think about all the points you could acquire by skipping the Super Bowl to go to the park.
My park has lights.
No, you don't get points if your wife doesn't know it's the Super Bowl.
How about this?
Please.
My wife asked me, "Hey, are you going anywhere for the Super Bowl?" She wants no park. No park. Not going anywhere, though. Should we do something?
You want to do a party?
No, no, no. Somebody says, "I think the score would be something like 24-20.
24-20 who?
Yeah.
Show onions. Pick somebody. Who do you think's going to win? Because there was a great description that you all threw in there.
I'm going to take the Rams.
Who you got?
I think the Rams will win.
What's the score?
He said 31-28. Were you not listening?
No, he wasn't.
I got blinded by my fury.
I'm willing to say 31-27 simply because I think at the end Tom's gonna have to score a touchdown. But 31-20.
Ugh, that would be the most obnoxious thing to watch ever if Tom Brady had a comeback touchdown in the final drive.
Someone said the movie theaters are always empty on that night. You might want to go check out a movie.
Oh, cool. There's a bunch of movies I want to see too. Yeah.
I want to go see Alita, the Battle Queen.
I need to go see all the Oscar movies.
With Gina Rodriguez.
Yeah.
You can see Aquaman again.
That's not. That's a different movie.
Oh, you want the one with the gay size?
The one that's made by the people that made Avatar.
Gotcha. Ooh, Knicks came away with the impression that he wanted a trade.
Porzingis.
Porzingis wants a trade, boys.
You said he wasn't a whale.
Narwhal.
Which is rarer than a whale.
He's a unicorn whale.
Do a narwhal sound?
They make the same sound.
Uh-oh. Oh, this is a different guy. Rams win by double digits. Book it.
I will not.
They'll have a lead by double digits, but then the Patriots will come back and win. Just like they always do.
Just like they always do. By the way, Robbie and I have to throw the dartboard at Doom later today.
Yeah!
We got that coming up. We also have our bucket of Doom.
Have I thrown the least?
You have thrown least, but you are going to end up throwing again when you lose another Dwayne Wade bet to me.
I'm not going to.
You are. He's not giving Kyrie Irving a jersey.
Why not?
Because Kyrie Irving is Rat Fink towards LeBron. That's Dwayne Wade's best friend. He's going to show for his best friend. I will never give him a jersey. Trust me.
Somebody said Porzingis is more like an elephant seal.
Nice to no. What? Elephant seal?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh no, have you there was a okay, an elephant seal got loose and they had to like herd it back into the water.
Mm-hmm.
It was a thing. You gotta see the video. They're big ass seals.
This is the thing that's interested you most today on the show.
When you,
hasn't been paying attention, and then, elephant seal, really?
We're back after this. Boys, business just picked up.
What now?
Woj's Twitter account is lit today. It is on fire.
There was a Woj bomb?
He is just flying by like a bomber plane. Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted out. There's a lot of disgruntledness going on with Kristaps Porzingis right now. He had a meeting with the Knicks. He was concerned about the losing and the lack of, and this is under the tweet, Leroy, culture. And so, the Knicks apparently left that meeting with the impression He wants to get traded before the deadline. Mind you, he hasn't played this year. He's got a busted knee. And he's a restricted free agent this summer. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, these teams are among the many expected to pursue Kristaps Porzingis in a trade. The Brooklyn Nets, the Los Angeles Clippers, the San Antonio Spurs, the Toronto Raptors, and the Miami Heat. Do work, Fizdale. Fizdale. Do work. This has got to be like the KG, Danny Ainge, McHale thing. Do work. Mull it up, man.
If you want...
You owe Riles. Let's go.
If you want Captain Ahab over here to put on his outfit, just add the Miami Heat in any Twitter. Any Twitter, anything that involves a player.
This is great.
You buying into that?
What do you mean am I buying into it? You think this stuff... Let me get this straight. You think Woj is just throwing this out there? That's not... He's not me. He's a credible journalist. He's got stuff to say. Oh, man. Oh, Lord. If I could get down on my knees here for a second. If this could end, Lord, if you're out there, if this ends in a scenario where the Knicks lose Kristaps Porzingis, don't get Zion, don't get Anthony Davis, and don't get Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving,
that would be a glorious day.
Thank you, Lord. Good talk.
Oh, it'd be even better if they would pick up a Heat's bad contract.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing, but let's not get greedy.
Oh, I was going to say he was about to go back. One more thing. Take a sign and a couple of these fat cats.
Lord, also, these fat cats. Lord, please.
I can't understand. Can you explain this for me?
Yeah.
Like, you call them fat cats. But it's not like they're playing lazy basketball.
They were yesterday. That was some lazy-ass basketball I was watching yesterday.
They look like matadors.
Yep. It's very simple. They play down to their bad opponents.
But everybody's saying the same thing about them. Get out of here.
So you think when the...
Yes!
You think when the Heat, when the Rockets lose to the Heat, the Rockets are saying, we played down to our competition.
Yes!
No.
They're like, oh, we're going to Miami. Let's go get this W. You telling me a team that has Chris Paul, James Harden shouldn't think they should beat the Heat?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, let's go get this W.
Nah, you got it.
Okay? How many teams? You think the Bulls came in and said, we play good. Let's go get some get right.
No, they got in like, that's the other thing that's frustrating. They came in at like 3 a.m. off of back-to-back.
Right, the power of South Beach didn't kick in.
No. They went and partied. They're partying on South Beach right now.
It kicked up for the Heat. The Heat were home for 2 days.
Here we go.
The Heat got South Beach flu.
Why do we even want Porzingis?
Yeah, that is another question on the NunezLaw.com text line.
Because he's a unicorn.
Yeah, but he's broken.
He's a broken unicorn.
Oh, it's an ACL. That's like stubbing your toe these days.
It's nothing. A stick figure.
Nah, come on. It's cool. What are you guys worried about?
You know who the last stick figure we just had? Derrick Jones Jr.
I thought you were going to say Chris Bosh.
No.
Derrick Jones Jr. is cool. Like, it's just a bone bruise.
Chris Bosh didn't play a game like Derrick Jones Jr. He was smooth. Glide.
Kristaps is smooth. Does it all.
All right.
Does it all. And, like, it's going to be him and Gordon. And he's going to be like, hey, what's up, Kristaps? This is such a great. I love having you. Let me introduce you to my friend Kenny. He can help you get suit.
I didn't hear your spot. I know you said something.
Three.
I don't know.
Oh, dude, it's such a good one. 7-3. No problem, man. Can we rack this material up? Nah.
Later.
Just take my word for it. And not only that, you got Slovenian assassin Goran Dragic with that haircut. Oh, man. That is going to be a dynamic duo.
Why do you make Goran a sniper?
All the Russians who party down here coming to the Heat's house.
They're not Russian. One's Latvian, one's Slovenian.
Trust me. We went to this fight the other day and we saw a dude who wasn't from Russia. But come on, Leroy. It's scary.
Hey, let me tell you. You know when they played hype music and the other dude come out?
Yeah.
He was like,
I killed you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's the problem.
Yep.
Because Fizz is going to know all the warts. All right? So we can't dilly-dally here with, hey, Fizdale, would you take Deion Waiters? Would you take James Johnson? He's not going to fall for that.
Because he knows all those players.
Him and Spo are FaceTiming over all these headaches.
I'm going to plead ignorance. Does Fizz have player control up there?
I don't think so.
So does it really matter?
Yeah, it's his team. It's the young buck.
I don't believe he's...
He's going to have influence in the room.
He's not pulling the strings.
Hey, oh, we have disgruntled Kristaps Porzingis. Let me go get, you know, Justice Winslow, J. Rich.
I have a question.
Hmm?
I'm going to throw this out there. And I've asked you this on several occasions. Why do you want to trade your average to slightly above average players?
Yeah.
And think that those players will get you a unicorn?
Well, you told me that he was a broken stick figure. Those are your words, not mine.
By the way, the NunezLaw.com text line, if a unicorn loses his horn, he's just a horse.
Fair point. But if a narwhal loses its horn, it's a whale. So, boxed in, texter.
Gotta tell you.
That was pretty good. That
rapid response.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. He had to answer like it was ready.
Thank you.
Wait.
Thank you.
You've been boxed in.
Now, there's some other
something that better work.
Now, there's some other business we have to attend to.
What's other
regarding
business?
Our football team.
Yeah.
So, at Radio Row right now, Kyler Murray is making the rounds.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And who's there with him? Having a little powwow. But the king of the Dolphins, Dan Marino.
Oh.
Looks like they're having a little bit of a moment there. Where yeah.
Want me to tell you how that went? Hey, Dan. Guess what I have that you don't?
Oh, ring. No.
Heisman.
Heisman, that's right.
Well, and I don't think that's how that went.
No.
I don't think that's how it went.
I can pretty much tell you that no matter where Dan goes, everybody knows that dude had a cannon.
Yeah, man. Well, he was saying, I think he said on Dan Patrick yesterday, he said if he would play in today's NFL, 60 touchdowns. No problem. Not buying it? Today's rules?
He
don't wait, here, wait.
Right on
hear
the God.
That is
hear
true.
Me,
I mean, Dan took a lot of hits that would have been called penalties.
Hear me
today.
Out.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Here's the caveat to that, okay? He would have to hold the ball like Ben Roethlisberger to get the ball downfield. He would have to have an excellent line, or he would have to be able to throw the short passes like Tom Brady does and get rid of the ball quick, which some quarterbacks have been successful at.
We actually put out, because we were talking about some of this like old school, new school stuff on the morning show today, uh-huh. So I had a poll out. What do you think would be more likely if they played today? Because did you know Larry Bird never hit 100 threes?
No. Nope.
This season, most he ever hit was 90.
Wow.
Bro.
Most Steph has ever hit, 400.
He so, didn't hit 400 threes in a year?
Yeah. More likely.
No, he didn't.
More likely. Larry Bird, 400 threes. Dan Marino, 60 touchdowns. Public
400 agreed. Threes. Nobody's ever had 400. Pull up. Curry didn't have. Did Curry have 400 threes? No.
In a season. Steph Curry, single season record. Steph Curry, 402 threes.
Okay,
402. 15-16.
Okay, here.
He is first, second, third, and fifth place on this list.
Here. Dan Marino throwing 60 touchdowns.
Okay.
Because 400 threes.
Only been done once.
But nobody's keep ever, in mind. Wait,
no,
keep,
nobody's throwing for 60.
Keep in mind.
Who has a record?
Okay.
Drew Brees?
One of the things that
Steph. No, what's the fishes break it? Mahomes?
No, he didn't break it.
No, I think it's Manning still.
Manning has with what?
50, with Denver. 50, he had 55 with Denver.
55?
So here's what you have to understand. Okay. One, that Steph Curry also can take it to the rim.
Correct. 55.
And so he can pump fake and take you inside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see Larry Bird doing that.
Oh, he's feisty.
He's taking a pump fake and moving 2 feet.
Larry Bird can move, man.
In today's game, though, like yeah. That's kind of what yeah. It is. Like if he had that kind of a stroke.
He got that kind of stroke, but you also have to understand everybody else is more athletic, too. No, so you have bigger guys doing
that.
What you do.
But even LeBron, this season before he got hurt, was like, oh, man, I got to shoot. It's easier, and he was doing good.
Time out.
Yeah.
I ain't boxed in. I was just throwing it out there.
All right. Point for the texter. He's back. I don't have to tell him.
Point for texter.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Although, I don't think you can say that you're just throwing it out there
after
the
fact. No, he does it all the time. So, yeah.
So,
somebody said if Bird took as many threes as Curry. But you understand that Curry is still elusive.
The league
and he has a extremely quick release, which Larry Bird did not have.
I mean, man.
But also, the league was a lot more physical back
remember
then.
Larry Bird just showing up to the three-point contest. Who's playing for second? And he just walks away. Like,
oh, okay.
That dude has a stroke.
I'm not. Why does, if I say he can't do something, it means I think he sucks.
I didn't say you did.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, okay, when they send, if Kevin Durant was guarding Larry Bird, then what?
It'd be a problem.
He's not moving.
Why is
he shaking?
Boss calling me?
Who is he shaking? That's the thing with Steph Curry. If Steph Curry give you a pump fake, he'll move over and shoot the three, or he could take it to the rim.
Yeah, but you would say that like if you blanket somebody that high, that's why he shoots from that crazy angle and that release that he has.
Okay.
That's the kind of, that otherwise Steph Curry wouldn't survive in the league.
Correct. But Larry Bird did, I mean, look.
So how many, what's the most you think he can hit? 300?
I'd say 250, 300.
Very disrespectful.
How
many did Dwayne Ellington hit last year?
It was over 200. It was like 227, I want to say.
You're telling me that Larry Bird can't hit more threes in a season than Wayne Ellington?
Yeah, of course.
With the defense that's played now?
There is no defense played now.
Oh, my goodness.
These games are like, they're happy if games are played in the 100. They're like, oh, good defensive effort, guys. Kept it to 100.
The league was a lot more physical back then, Leroy. Like
somebody said Larry Bird won the three-point contest in a jacket.
He did.
Yeah. He did.
Bird is 6'9", doesn't need to sidestep.
I think I agree with you, though. I think he's going to. I think it would be Dan. Dan throws for 60. I think he could
right. do it. Because here, you know what does transfer? Through that arm. Okay? Say what you want. That arm works in any environment. Okay, when you talk about can Larry Bird shoot? Yeah, he could shoot, but what about the people guarding him? He's not as athletic as what they put on the wings now.
You're a hater.
No, I'm not.
Hater.
We come back, we got the Buck of the Doom, and Robbie and I both have to throw at the Dartboard of Doom, which is terrible. There's new punishments up there. It's going to end in something bad. We're back after this.
Larry Bird would have been a white Wayne Ellington. No, man.
So much better than Wayne Ellington.
I told Perk he would be his game. Now, it's better. But his game would look something similar to what LaMarcus Aldridge does. With the mid-range, but he can shoot the three. Just that kind of, like, you know, that kind of game.
All right, it is.
What are we doing? Are we picking first or throwing first?
We will pick first, and then we'll throw.
All right, so it's a new month, right?
So
new month,
Robbie's man. First.
Clean slate.
Robbie, go first.
Robbie's getting settled in here.
Man,
it is
we're about to get into silly season.
Correct.
Okay, we're picking three and have to pick the Super Bowl.
We got silly season.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Things are getting a little bit wild. A lot of prop bets, Robbie?
Lots of prop bets.
All right, go ahead. Let's go. Make it quick.
All right, let me do a little
bit of rummage. This might actually force my hand out of watching.
There's one.
What?
There's two.
Oh, listen to him.
Wait, there was just a Woj bomb?
Another one?
Three? Suck.
Oh, man, Woj cannot stop.
Yeah, but what's what? But I don't understand it. Error. He just said. Did you see the tweet?
New York is finalizing a deal to acquire Kristaps Porzingis, league sources tell ESPN.
Who is?
Yeah, but I think he meant to say someone else.
Woj broke?
I just picked three. I don't even know what
I'm
doing.
Are you sure it's the real Woj? It's not the fake guy?
No, I'm on Woj's account right now. It says New York is finalizing a deal to acquire Kristaps Porzingis, league sources tell ESPN.
Whoops.
That's funny.
Well, now I want to know who is.
Well, like, it's definitely going to get fixed in 2 seconds. You got to account this powerful.
Oh, there you go. There you go. There it is.
What does it say?
Dallas is finalizing a deal to land Kristaps Porzingis.
Damn it.
I wonder who they so they're giving up Dennis Smith, probably.
Dennis Smith Jr.
All right. So let's go around this real
this
quick.
This is an awkward transition. I go.
He's not even going to play this year.
It's kind of like the more talented version of with Goran Dragic.
No, he's basically getting Dirk.
Huh?
Dirk's going to retire, and they got Kristaps.
Mark Stein says it's done.
Man. That was quick.
Kristaps Porzingis from New York Knicks, to Dallas.
For Dennis Smith?
Oh, he didn't put...
Well, I'm sure he's part of a package. Probably a Juan and Dennis Smith.
All right, let's get to this.
Go.
That killed our fun quickly.
Yeah. All right, I got
a lot, Mark Cuban, you jerk.
You were wailing for like a segment.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good segment, though.
Will CBS show Kent State versus Miami of Ohio highlights? For those of you wondering, Julian Edelman went to Kent State. I think he played against Sean McVay while he was at Miami of Ohio.
Correct.
That's why that prop bet is out there.
Okay.
I also have, how many times will CBS show pictures of Sean McVay in college. The over-under is set at 1.5. And I have, oh man, everyone's favorite, the National Anthem. How long will it take for Gladys Knight to sing the National Anthem?
What do you got, 2 what?
The over-under is set at 1 minute 47 seconds.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's gone down from years past.
Okay. This is what I have. How many over-under 7.5 songs sung at halftime by Maroon 5 and people? Okay, I've got, what is this? Oh. How many players will have a passing attempt over-under 2.5? So that means basically one guy. Other
one non-quarterback.
One non-quarterback has to play. Has to throw it. And then the other one is a jersey number or first touchdown scorer, odd or even.
Wow, that's some...
Wait, is that what it is?
Oh, wait, did I read this wrong? Oh, no, under 26.5 or over 26.5, yeah. As far as the jersey number.
And remember, it has to be, a guy has to cross the end zone. A passing touchdown does not count. If Brady rushes a touchdown, then he's a touchdown scorer, but he cannot, throwing a touchdown does not make him a touchdown scorer.
So many rules. Okay, go ahead. Next, Leroy.
I have, how many plays will Tony Romo correctly predict ahead of the play? Over or under 7.5.
Okay.
Super Bowl MVP, odds to win, Brady, plus 130 versus the field. And total Donald Trump tweets on February 3rd. Wait, that's Monday.
No, that's Sunday.
February 3rd is Sunday.
Okay. I can tell you that.
He's right getting now. Interviewed, right?
I can tell you that right now. Over.
What's the total? What's the total for the people falling at home?
Wait. Six. Over.
Okay. How many replays will be shown of Ted holding Sean McVay back during the game? The over-under is set at 1.5.
This refers to the get-back coach from the
get-back. Right.
The get-back coach is amazing.
Will any scoring drive take less time than it takes Gladys Knight to sing the national anthem?
All yes.
Right. Yeah.
That's just one big play.
And then finally, what will be the first song that Maroon 5 performs?
You Animals.
Got you got One More Night, Animals, Don't Want to Know She Will Be Loved, Makes Me Wonder, is the favorite.
It is one of the songs versus the field. That's the way the bet is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, if you look.
I would say.
Okay, so Makes Me Wonder is the even versus the field.
Best,
okay.
The best video is the one they did when they crashed the wedding.
All right, let's get to throwing here. We got to get to the dartboard of doom.
The dart is on the board.
All right, so we got a couple new ones today. We got baseball season coming up, so we have put the, in honor of the soonly departed Marlins catcher JT Realmuto, we have the JT Realmuto, which is you have to do the show in catcher's gear and squat between each break. You have the jump rope. You got a jump rope between each break. Which is not fun. Yeah, that's going to be terrible.
Glad I'm not throwing.
We still have the Matt Patricia up there, which is you have to do a segment with, or you have to do the show with a book on your head, because Matt Patricia loves good posture. You have the Bradley Cooper, which is, explain that one, Robbie, real quick, to people at home, because
that's
your
idea. Yeah, if you've seen the movie Silver Linings Playbook, it's Bradley Cooper, you know, when he does his training, he's in full sweats, and he has wearing a garbage bag, and he has a football in his hand, and he's just running laps around the park. We'll have to do a lap around the building. Dressed like Bradley Cooper from Silver Linings Playbook.
We have the groundskeeper, which is you have to dress in Marlins uniform, hold a rake. And then, of course, we have the Pootie Tang, speaks for itself. Let's get to it, Robbie.
Robbie's winding up.
And if you hit the bullseye.
All right, he's feeling loose. You get the bullseye, Robbie, you're out.
He's off board. Wow, you hit the building!
That's a sacred ball.
Robbie, put one into the wall. Okay, he's up next.
Here he goes.
He pulled on me.
Zooming back up. Please don't throw that dart in my face. And there he goes. Oh, it is.
Pootie Tang!
Pootie Tang! Pootie
Tang!
Gotta fix the dart.
Tip it tang!
Robbie's going to make a hell of a Pootie Tang.
Oh, my God. Dart,
wow.
You're going to make a hell of a Pootie Tang, Robbie.
Oh, my God. Pootie Tang! Hey, do you understand?
Yeah. All right, let's get this going, boys.
It was better than the catcher's gear.
I got it.
Take out the dart from Bobby.
Oh, my God. Because he wound up.
Yeah, we got backup darts. We got backup darts.
Great radio.
Hey!
Boy, clear out
and
somebody
get
the
dart.
Wait.
We need some
We need
some
flyers.
Oh, wait. I got scissors.
Don't worry about that right now.
Yeah,
right.
Okay,
go.
Ready?
Yeah.
That's up top. Retro.
What are you guys doing?
Tovin setting back to throw, and for people following along
your
at home.
Arms are too short.
Oh, that's close. He didn't get there. He didn't get there. It looks like Patricia.
Yes!
He just missed it.
So close,
though.
Oh, no, I'm back. All right. No, Leroy's playing.
All right, boys. So that's what we have. We have Robbie doing the Pootie Tang. What are you doing, Leroy?
I'm trying to get this dirt out. All
right, you just took down our nail, man. Like, you just took out the entire Dartboard of Doom.
Wall.
What are you doing?
I just hammered a dart.
Is this something that really needs to be done this second?
Why not?
We only
got 2 seconds. We got shenanigans.
We got 3 minutes left, and Kristaps Porzingis just got traded.
So what? Put up your wow outfit. Let's get a buddy.
He's not coming out. It's over. Like the sale is over. It was just a voyage out to the cove.
I'm about to use teeth.
And we saw Mark Cuban come in with his helicopter, and he just took a machine gun harpoon.
Hey man, it's terrible.
We got details on the trade yet?
You get it out yet or no?
Let's see what we got here.
I'll take it over to engineering. They got pliers.
Man,
give me that.
Engineering, that's what they do.
Well, that was.
Pliers.
Still nothing on the report of what he's going to get. Luka and Kristaps Porzingis together. Oh, here we go. Dallas is finalizing a deal to acquire Kristaps Porzingis in a deal that involves Dennis Smith Jr., so no surprise there.
Hey, but check this
both
out.
Both disgruntled young guys.
Tobin, you had a point.
What?
You got the Slovenians and the Russians just wrong team.
I got, we got our a little bit more weathered Slovenian. They got Rookie of the Year Slovenian.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, he's really good. It's you know. Oh, well.
Hey,
that was quick, though.
But look, do you have Dennis Smith Jr. to offer anybody?
I don't know how good he is.
What?
I don't know how good he is.
Are you saying Looter in a Riot?
No, that... I don't know how good Dennis Smith Jr. is.
Okay.
Like, he's, you know, I think he's very talented, but, you know, he... A guy got displaced by Luka Doncic in a half a season, and he's really like, well, I could figure it out how to work this in here.
Because he's really, I mean, that happens.
No. If you're that kind of good, I don't think you should be displaced by one other good player that quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
I'm not saying, maybe he will be good, but.
Hey, when LeBron came here.
What?
LeBron and D-Wade.
LeBron came here and what? And they got to the finals.
Yeah.
Like, Dwayne Wade didn't go, I need to get out of here.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying
that's what
that.
He did. That's literally what Dennis Smith did. Like, Dennis Smith, like,
I thought
I was going to be the rookie guy.
Oh, no, he's young. He's young. He doesn't get how sports works, buddy.
Well, let's
You just be.
It's kind of like Lonzo's saying, like, if you trade me to the Pelicans, you better flip me to Chicago or New York.
You want to talk about fat cat syndrome? Look at these young guys.
Mm-hmm.
Fat cat. I'm the man. I'm this. I'm that. No, man.
Yeah, you gotta put in some credentials first.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Oh, man, that's crazy. That was a wild show today.
That was a lot
of news breaking. Whew. Anyway.
Dude, the only news is you.
And it all
talking
happened
about
in hashtag third hour.
Yeah, look at that.
Boom, boom.
There you go.
Curtis and Burke got the rest of it for you this afternoon. They're coming up next. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.